topic tonight is the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, the lachas of Yeshiva Sukkah. So the Torah says, "Besukkah teishu shivas yamim, kol ezrach b'yisrael yeshu basukkos, l'man yedu darasechem ki besukkah teshav b'tzipnei yisrael b'tziyusam yeretz Mitzrayim." So the Torah's mechayev was to sit in a sukkah in order that we should know. That language of l'man is a unique language. It's found by three mitzvahs. It's found by sukkah, it's found by tzitzis, and it's found by tefillin. The tzitzis, the mantis, group by semis, kol mitzvah soy. And by tefillin, those of you who say the paragraph after you put on your tefillin, of Kaddish, it says, l'man tiyah teras Hashem b'ficha. By other mitzvahs, it does not have the language of l'man. So there's a general machloikis, whether mitzvah sricha is kavana or not. We pass in that mitzvah sricha is kavana. So a person does the mitzvah, a person has to have in mind he's doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah, the shei mitzvah. But beyond that, there is a requirement over here of l'man in order to have this knowledge. So the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should have in mind, sheitzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu leishei basukah, zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim, zeichel anoni HaKovid, shekifan oz aleinu lehagin aleinu mina sheriv v'ashemesh. So that's the kavanah process and have. Is this kavanah ma'akev? The Bach paskins it's ma'akev. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch actually follows the Bach. The Prima Gadim says it's not ma'akev b'diyeved. Mishnah Berurah brings that the Prima Gadim is not ma'akev b'diyeved. The Kiryat Yaakov says you're not yotze, and therefore a person should be very careful to have this in mind every time he eats in the sukkah. So for all 7 days when you sit in the sukkah, a person has to have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. The man, in order to know, remind us that Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and he protected us in the midbar with the Anoni HaKovid. You have to have the Kavanah once at the beginning of the meal, and that's sufficient. So just train yourself at the beginning of the meal to say this phrase, and then you're covered for the rest of the meal.
Until the next time you say a bracha, or like the parallel?
As long as you sit in the sukkah. So you sit in the sukkah.
If you go out to get chicken soup and come back in, you have to have a new Kavanah?
No. We'll get to that anyway. So theoretically, if a person eats in the sukkah and he sleeps in the sukkah, he'll come in the first night and he'll make a brut. He might go to the bathroom, but he's basically in the sukkah, so that's not called leaving the sukkah. So just to go after the bathroom. So he has the kavanah at the beginning of the meal, and that kavanah will cover him until the morning. When he wakes up in the morning in the sukkah, and then he goes to the davening, he'll come back again by the next meal and do that again. So he's pretty much covered. So that's true by tefillin, by tzitzis also, that they have the same machlokes. So a person puts on tzitzis and doesn't take the mantisko by shezemes kol mitzvah soy. So according to the Bach, and according to the Bikur Yaakov, you would not be yotze. According to the Prima Gadim, you would be yotze. The Mishnah Berurah passes like the Prima Gadim. So, but that being said, the chachil, a person should try to be careful about it.
The person has to have the kavanah before he puts them on, or can eat or wants to put on?
Never too late.
Okay.
Mishnah Berurah passes with the avid by tzitzis and tefillin, it would work without the kavanah?
Right. Correct. There's a general issue of mitzvah sichas kavanah, which is separate from this. That's by all mitzvah sichas kavanah. We pass them by the rise of mitzvah sichas kavanah, but then there's a chayodim that it says that if it's obvious from context that you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, that's that counts like kavanah. So the fact that you make a bracha on the tefillin or on the tzitzis puts it in context, you're doing the Shei Mitzvah. So you accomplish, with the bracha, you accomplish the kiyam of the Shei Mitzvah of Mitzvah's Kabbalah by your tzitzis and by your tefillin. So at least that's bad. But yeah, but now there's also, just once you started that already, there's a mitzvah's Rabbanan to make a bracha. That also needs Kabbalah according to the Gra, it's a suffix whether it's Ma'akev or not, by the Rabbanan.
What Kabbalah?
So, the kavanah making a bracha, the mitzvah making a bracha. So you have to have a mitzvah make a bracha, then the bracha can count as the kavanah for the mitzvah doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. But you weren't yotze to the mitzvah of the bracha, according to
one mitzvah twice, right?
You say shei mitzvah twice. Well, you think both mitzvahs at one time. You do both at the same time. Just the point I'm saying that, you know, like the bracha doesn't solve the problem totally because the bracha itself becomes a problem.
Maybe the other considerations where maybe someone doesn't say bracha, for example, say that vidui by Yom Kippur. It's like pretty much like that's one wouldn't be doing that on a regular basis. Like, is it only because of a bracha? There are other situations where a person would also be so clear that they're doing it for a mitzvah that it would also be a shame.
Different context, it just says, you know, could be that the context itself, like I take this black thing, I put it on my arm, like why am I doing that?
No.
Probably because it's a mitzvah, you know, not because like most people don't walk around wearing black things, you know, they're making contact with, you know, outer space. I mean, like, what are we doing? So probably they're doing the Shem Mitzvah. So, you know, if it's the Mukha, you know, that's it's clear. The case where it's not clear, Mr. Brewer says, an example would be, let's say a person's benching with their children. So are they benching because they're benching, or benching because they want to train their children? That's a good question. So there, Kavanah would be ma'akev, because it's not clear from context what you're doing. Okay. So let's do it like this. Let's start with the unique mitzvah of the first night. Let's point out how it's unique. So how much are you mechudit in the sukkah? So the law of the Torah says teshu, and teshu doesn't mean sit. Teshu means spend time. For example, the Torah uses that language as what teshu v'kodesh mim rabim. Chazal said they spent 19 years in kodesh. They didn't sit the whole time. They actually stood, they walked, they did many other things besides sitting. But teshu doesn't mean sitting, it means just being there, being in the sukkah. So Chazal darshan that, but the language of teshu means it should be a kviyas. So you should make your sukkah, your kviyas, during the 7 days of sukkah, or 8 days in Chutzlaretz. So a person has to be convey himself that the bias is not his main place, his sukkah is his main place. So he's oichel and shoysa, he's Yoshe and Matayo, and he's Dorba Sukkah. Okay, but since it uses the language of you being kaveh yourself, so Chazal understand that to mean it's when you're eating a kaviyistic meal. Now Chazal understanding a kaviyistic meal for many places, we find a kazayis is not considered a kaviyist of a meal. For example, the law is you can't eat before Kiddush. After you can't eat before Shachar, so get Dam and Shachar ready. I can't eat before, but so I don't have any eating yet, but I can't eat before doing a mitzvah. Can't eat before taking my dalam minim, I can't eat before davening musiv. So how much can't you eat? You can't be kaveh yourself for a meal. So I can't eat up to a kaveh of pas. Up to kaveh of pas is mutter. Eating peiros is mutter. More than a kaveh of pas, already is considered a kviyas. You can't do a kviyas before you've done the mitzvah because you're afraid once you kaveh yourself into something else, you're going to forget to do the mitzvah. So I can't. So I'm going to make kiddush after shacharis. Let's say, for example, the mishiva is noeg and Rosh Hashanah to make kiddush before the mitzvah. A person should not eat more than a kaveya of pas or pas of abakistan before doing a mitzvah. So flipping that around over here, the chiyuv in a sukkah is the size of a kaveya of a oid. So if a person has to eat in a sukkah, a person would want to take a snack of a kazayis of bread, it would be mutter to eat outside of the sukkah. The chiyuv in a sukkah is only if a person eats the shear of a kebeya v'oid. Now, how big is a kebeya v'oid? So, my masar from my rebbeim is that if you picture a 2 pounds loaf of rye bread from the bakery, so the ends are small and the middle is like big, so that one slice is a kebeya v'oid. So that's the shear of a chiyuv of a sukkah. So, a person would eat half of that as a kazayis. That's the shear of a kazayis is half of that slice, and a kebeya v'oid, you know, is that a slice. A person just eat a little bit of pas or pas of a kistin, that's going to be mutter. Now, air spaces count. Big air holes don't count. So theoretically, if a person wants to eat more cake, he could just crush the cake down and then eat it. But he has that limit how much he could eat. So a person eats a kebeya of oid of pas or pas of a kistin, a person has to eat in a sukkah. We make a bracha on that. If a person eats a bread the size of a kebeya v'oid, he makes a bracha leishe b'sukkah anytime during sukkah. A person eats a kebeya v'oid of pasla b'kisnin, our minig is to make a bracha. Mishabura raises a question on that, and maybe pasla b'kisnin is not the same as pas in this regard. So even though the minig is to make a bracha, he suggests that we need to address that by spending time in the sukkah. So I'm making my bracha of leishe b'sukkah by spending time there. So a person can eat that small amount of cake, possibly a kistin, something which comes, which is a bread-like type of mezarnis, a cake, crackers, pretzels, those type of things. A person just can eat that amount. A person should try and be careful to spend some time there as well. So even if the bracha is not going on, you'd say even on the tzad that the bracha doesn't work on the pas of a kistin, it'll work on the fact that you're spending time there. Do you make a bracha on just spending time there? Because that's what we sound like we're saying. So there's a fascinating chayotim. The chayotim says, in the case where a person can't eat, Tosha says that Mikra didn't really, there's a chiyuv to make a bracha on the sukkah for sleeping. Person has a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah. Our minhag is not to make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah, we only make a bracha on eating. Well, let's say in a situation where a person could not eat, for example, person had a bad dream, so the loch is a bad dream, you fast the Tanis Chaloyim, even on Yom Tov, even on Shabbos, even on Chol HaMoed, you would fast the Tanis Chaloyim. So now he can't eat. So the Chayyarim says, you make a bracha just on going, being in the sukkah, without eating. So that's what this Mishnah verse is referring to, that since there's really a makom that you can make a bracha on the sukkah without eating, but you have to spend time there. So, or for example, another example that would be, let's say a person gets up early in the morning, and he wants to go sit in the sukkah for before davening and sit and learn there for half an hour. You can't eat before davening, so what's he supposed to do? Sit in the sukkah, according to the Chayyarim, Mishnah verse passes like the Chayyarim. So you make a bracha of leishav sukkah just by sitting in the sukkah for half an hour, even though you're not eating anything. There are other the sefer called sukkah, my original name. It's about a sukkah, right? So he brings at some point. Don't agree with that, but the that's the psak of Mishabura. That's the psak that the Mishabura follows, and you can definitely rely on that. Okay, so that's usually. So usually, the shear to be chayv in the sukkah for bread is possible. Kisten is a kibbeh v'oid. The one exception is the first night. We have a gzeres shavu that there's a chiyuv to eat in the first night of the sukkah. How do we know that chiyuv? We learn that from tesvav. Chmish osir, learning from the night of Pesach to the night of Sukkot. So just like the night of Pesach, a person has to eat. Matzah, he has to eat, so also the first time of Sukkot, the person has to eat. But if you're learning from Pesach, the Shema Pesach is a Kazai, it's not a Kabeya Void. So I learned to Sukkah also that the Chiyuv is not a Kazai, not a Kabeya Void, it's a Kazai. So the first night, even a Kazai is already Chayv in the Sukkah, and that's your Chiyuv is eaten in the Sukkah, is eaten a Kazai. So that's what's unique, it's one point which is unique about the first night of Sukkot. Okay. The next point which is unique about the first night of Sukkot is we'll get to in a second, but what's learning it out from that from Pesach to here, just like by Pesach, there's a loch of Kedei Achilas Pras. So we're also there's a loch of Kedei Achilas Pras. So that Kazayas that you're going to be eating, you have to eat it Kedei Achilas Pras. You should consume it in the proper time frame. Okay. Okay, now there's a tour in the sukkah called mitzvah that the chiyuv to sit in the sukkah is like you sit in your bayis. Well, if I be sitting in my bayis under these circumstances, I would leave my bayis to go somewhere else. So I'm not mechuyav to sit in the sukkah either. So if it's raining, if I have a room in my house where the rain is coming in, I would leave that room to go somewhere else to eat because that's very uncomfortable. Or if it's extremely cold, I leave that room and go somewhere else so I can leave the sukkah and go to the house also. Is there a b'tur mitzar the first night? Well, we learn out from Tesvav, that the chiyuv dita kazayis in the sukkah, even though you're mitzar. So the chiyuv dita in the sukkah the first night is even though you're mitzar. So if it's raining, you still have a chiyuv dita kazayis in the sukkah.
The whole meal or just the kazayis?
Kazayis. Okay. The rest of the meal is the regular dita of sitting in a sukkah. However, there is a b'chokas v'sharnim in this fact. And this is based on the general concept of Gzeir Shava. We have a rule by Gzeir Shava, the more as a machoikas, do you say domino, umino, or domino, voki ba'asra? So domino, umino means if I'm learning from A to B, I take all the lochas which I find by A and I transfer to B. Domino, voki ba'asra means I learn from A to B, the general concept. But the rules are what you find in B. You domino, you learn from here, but voki ba'asra, you place it where in its own place. So if I'm learning from Pesach to Sukkot, I'm learning from Pesach to Sukkot that the chiyuv is to eat the sukkah, eat something the first night, but then I follow the rules of sukkah. Which means according to these Rishonim, you must eat a kebab oid, and there's a p'tur mitzvah. Right? So if it's raining, you can't do the mitzvah. Okay, so now it's the first night of Sukkot and it's raining. Hopefully not, right? Pesach Hashem. Let's say it was raining, so what should I do? So according to some Rishonim, I have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, I have to chiyuv to eat a kazayis in the sukkah. No matter what. According to other Rishonim, I don't chiyuv anything in the sukkah because it's raining. So I'm potter for my mitzvah. So because of the suffer, I go into the sukkah and I make kiddush and I eat a kazayis in the sukkah and I go into the house. Okay, now it stops raining. So according to some rishonim, that's interesting. The mitzvah of eating the sukkah I did already. According to other rishonim, you're not mechuyav to eat in the sukkah when it's raining. And the halacha is not only you're not mechuyav to eat in the sukkah when it's raining, you're not mekayem a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah when it's raining. So you didn't do your mitzvah yet. It's the first night of sukkahs. You have a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah and you didn't eat yet. Well, you had a whole meal. That's very nice, but it wasn't in the sukkah. Well, you had a kazayis in the sukkah. Yeah, but that's very nice. That doesn't help you either. Because the Urim Tzayir, and it was only kazayis. Right? So now you got to go out into the sukkah. So the first night, if it's raining, so you say, oh, you know, one second. So let's do like this. Why don't we wait a little bit and see what's going to happen? Because according to some Rishonim, we're not doing any mitzvah at all right now by doing this. And we should not eat before doing the mitzvah. It's a possibility it's going to stop. Let's wait. You know what? It's really not going to stop. It's really raining heavily and it's just going and going and going. So you know what? No reason to wait. Let's go into the sukkah, make the kiddush, eat a kazayis, have in mind that you're planning to finish your meal in the house, finish up the rest of the meal in the house. Okay. So let's say you did that, and you're right, the taco was raining, you went to bed, you went up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you wake up in the middle of the night, and you see that it stopped raining. So what's the halacha? So there's interesting halacha in Hilchos Mitzdayer.
Isn't that part of being Mitzdayer? Having to go back in.
That. In the middle of the night, once you're in bed, you're not mechuyav to get out of right. So let's change the scenario. Forget about eating, sleeping. Person, it's raining, so the person goes inside and sleeps. Middle of the night, he wakes up and he realizes that it stopped raining. So you say, sir, now you're up and it stopped raining, so what are you doing in the house? So he's allowed to stay in the house. He's not mechuyav to go out. Because part of the mitzvah is the tircha of going out. So if the same thing will happen with regards to your kibbeh of oid, it's also a tircha. It's the same heter of tircha. According to these mishnayos, there's a p'tur mitzvah. So the p'tur mitzvah applies up here also. So not exactly. So there's in the din of mitzdayer that we're saying right now, there's a din of mitzdayer, and we're saying that the tircha goes under the umbrella of the heter of mitzdayer. So like this. So let's qualify that for a second. There's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that a person who's part of a mitzvah would say it was nikra hedget. Hedget is not necessarily a nice appellation. The Gemara is using that as a more like, you know, stupid, foolish. Right? So Bevir Lacha comes along and says the pets. A person is potter from the eating in the sukkah, it's raining and it's mitzvah, and he sits in the sukkah anyway, that's a hedget. You're not doing any mitzvah at all. You're stopping, you know, just making yourself uncomfortable. And it's wrong to do that on Yom Tov. You're not supposed to make yourself uncomfortable. You're supposed to have only Yom Tov. Right? Simplest Yom Tov. So your mom is like doing no mitzvah and making yourself uncomfortable, so on a Yom Tov. As they say in English, shkayach. Right? But let's say the Peturah Mitzvah of Tircha. Once you get there, it's comfortable. Right? You have a shlak over your sukkah. You'll roll back the shlak. It's a nice, dry sukkah. Right? It'll be comfortable there. Just tell me what is a Tircha to go there. So there's also a Peturah Mitzvah of Tircha. Middle of the night, you know, Tircha, slept outside, you know, for the shlak. You know, that's an asik and a half. Once you're there, why not? Very geschmack. So that there, over there, we don't say Nikra Hedget when you do it. Yeah, Rabbi, you got a mitzvah. So maybe this hischayvus of the first night of sukkahs is mechayiv me the p'tur mitzvah of the first p'tur mitzvah, which is b'chal on a mitzvah that I understand. But the second p'tur mitzvah of tircha, but when you do it, it's comfortable. You're mechayiv a mitzvah. You have a chiyuv tesvav mechayiv to do the mitzvah. So maybe that p'tur mitzvah, the second p'tur mitzvah, doesn't apply. Even if you say don't mean a book about sra, that means that in regards to how to do the mitzvah. But once you're doing the mitzvah, I'm doing it in a way which is quite a valid key of the mitzvah. So, and I'm a chayiv to do the mitzvah. So really a person in that situation should get up and go out to the sukkah, wash, eat a kebab oit, make a leishev, eat a kebab oit, and bench. The Shartzim brings this from a chayodim. Chayodim says a person should do that. Okay, so that's the first night. Why do you make kiddush in the sukkah? Why do you make kiddush in the sukkah in this situation? So, what's the kiddush about? Because the Shekhiyanu on the first night of sukkah is, besides going on the Yom Tov, like every Yom Tov, we make Shekhiyanu on the Yom Tov, like last night in Kippur, so we made a Shekhiyanu on the Yom Tov. Right? So you make a Shechar Yonah on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. You also make a Shechar Yonah on the Mitzvah of Sukkah. So actually the Mora says that you can make the Shechar Yonah on the Mitzvah of Sukkah even before Sukkos. Even the Pshat Binyan Mikra, then you can make the Shechar Yonah on the Mitzvah. I made a Sukkah for the Mitzvah purposes, and that would be valid. So therefore, the Shechar Yonah, even though right now I'm not chayav in Sukkah, it's raining, the Shechar Yonah on the Sukkah would be valid. So we make Kiddush on the Sukkah in order to make the Shechar Yonah on the Sukkah. So therefore, the second night, many people have admitted the second night that they changed the order of when they say the Shechar Yonah. The first night, you say the Kiddush, Lay Shev, and then Shechar Yonah. Why do we do that? Because we want to, because that's indicated the Shechar Yonah is going back on the Mitzvah on the Lay Shev. When it's not raining. Okay. The second night, you make the Shechar Yonah before the Lay Shev. Why? Because the Shechar Yonah is going back on the Kiddush. But even on the Tzad, that really tonight, the second night was really Tezvav, and yesterday was Yud Aleph. You said a Shechar Yonah last night on the Sukkah, you'd be Yotze. There's no need to say a Shechar Yonah on the Sukkah a second time.
It's not the Mitzvah Sukkah, it's Yud Aleph.
Right, because you made a Binyan Sukkah, you made it on the fact you had built your Sukkah. Shechar Yonah, even Erev Yom Tov, Yotze on the Sukkah.
Why does the Shechar Yonah work on the Binyan Mitzvah? That's not the Mitzvah, it's a Hechatim Sukkah, the Mitzvah.
You're making a Shechar Yonah on the fact that you prepared this Sukkah to use. That's the Shechar
Yonah. It has to be done before the Yom Tov anyway, so.
Why don't you do the same
word
on the second night? Isn't the second night
suffic
if it's the first night or not?
That's what I'm saying. But even the second night is the first night, so it means it comes out last night when you made the Kiddush, it was a Bracha L'Vatala. The Shechar Yonah wasn't, it was going on the Sukkah. In the Sukkah Yartzev, you make a Shechar Yonah before Yom Tov.
So Rabbi also switch it or to keep it the same?
So therefore, the minig is to switch it. So the first night, the bet's on the Shechar Yonah is going back on the Yom Tov. The first night you say Lay Shev and then Shechar Yonah to indicate that the Shechar Yonah is going back on the Sukkah also. The second night, that's not true. So therefore the Shechar Yonah should be said immediately after the Kiddush for the Yom Tov, and then you say Lay Shev. So now playing that out in regards to this issue, it's raining the second night. So no reason to make Kiddush in the Sukkah. The whole reason you make Kiddush in the Sukkah when it's raining is because of the Shechar Yonah. Shechar Yonah you took care of already. So no matter what, you need to eat a kazayis in the Sukkah. So, but right now it's raining. So I'll eat my meal, and then at the end of the meal, before I bench, I go out to the sukkah, eat a kazayis, and I'll be my mitzvah monoshach. Now, the second night, you also have this issue: if it stopped raining, this mitzvah drabanan of keeping the second night says mechayev you according to some rishonim to go to the sukkah now. So a person should eat a shear of a kibbeh of oid, and the Mishmur passes that even if you finish the meal, you benched, you should wash again. Eat a kibbeh of oid, go out to the sukkah, eat a kibbeh of oid, and...
But we hold if it's raining into the second night that we wouldn't go out into the sukkah and eat, meaning if it didn't stop, we wouldn't hold like the other rishonim that would work even if one was mitzvah, that would only work on the first night?
No. I'm saying that the second night you make kiddush in the house, you eat your meal in the house, and before you bench, you go out to the sukkah and eat a kazayis.
Even if it's still raining.
Even if it's still raining, because those rishonim. Now I want to point out that the term mitzvah is not that if it's raining; it's just that the sukkah is uncomfortable. So if the sukkah, you don't have a covering over your sukkah, and therefore when you go out to the sukkah, even though it stopped raining, it's still dripping in. You're still up to term mitzvah. So. That's why the Mishabur advocates strongly to create this cover. The purpose of the cover being that this way, when it stops raining, you'll be able to have a nice dry sukkah, roll back the cover, a nice dry sukkah to be able to kai mitzvahs in it. Recommendation is only to build one if you know what you're doing, because if you don't, you end up having the unhappy situation of that this cover on top pulls all the water on top and crashes through your schach and breaks all your schach and you have no sukkah. So, you know, it's not which, of course, I get the shayla and yomtiv. You know, somebody says, well, you know, it's called a shlach. Their shlach didn't work and it broke through the schach and now they don't have a sukkah anymore. What should they do? So, if you don't know what you're doing, don't do one. Make sure you get somebody who knows what they're doing. One other issue you have, also, if you don't know what you're doing, you end up in a situation where there's a lot of water on top of your shlach. And now you want to uncover the shlach and pour all this water onto your grass on Yom Tov or Shabbos, you know, which is usher because that's called melacha of zareya, is not only planting, but anything which facilitates growth is considered zareya. So watering plants is an issue of the raisu. If you would get it immediately after the rain stopped and the ground is totally saturated, it's not a problem because that's not considered zareya. You're not doing anything on helping it grow. But if it didn't rain heavily, so then the ground is not totally saturated, so then the water you're adding is significant. Or you waited a little bit, and it dried a little bit, then the water you're adding is significant, be a problem.
Would it be considered a psikrishis on nichalei?
We don't hold psikrishis on nichalei as mutter. We're not holding psikrishis on nichalei.
Why does he have to bench inside the sukkah? If it's, why can't they go in, say the bracha, eat a kebaya? That's not leishev? And they bench inside.
I'm not following you.
If it's raining, you can go inside the sukkah.
Which the first night?
Huh?
The first night.
Yeah. They can go inside. They can eat a kebaya. They come on the bench.
Inside means the sukkah. Inside means the house.
They go in the sukkah. It's raining. They eat a kebaya.
Why kebaya?
Because ice,
yeah.
And they have kavanah to bench when they get back inside. Why do they need to bench in the sukkah?
Who said they have to bench in the sukkah? I didn't say that.
You're saying benching in between the first meal and the second meal.
I'm not following you.
So they don't need a bench when they eat kazais and then start the meal inside?
No.
Because
I said you should have in mind. You can find to finish your meal in the sukkah, in the house. That if you're going to have a problem, it'll be shishin and malkum.
Got it.
That's why I said that phrase.
Why is the shlok not an issue of an ohel arai or ohel keva?
It could be. Definitely could be. So there's two answers for that. If there's a gap of less than three tefachim between the shlok and the schach, it's not considered an oil. If there's a gap of more than three tefachim between the shlok and the schach, it would be a problem of oil. So the answer is if you leave a tefach already open. So tosefes oil aroy is mutter. So once the tefach of the is left open, you're allowed to extend it further. But you have to make sure to leave the tefach of it open. The roll, if it's on a roll, does not count as part of the tefach shulchan aruch paskins. It has to be a tefach open besides the roll. So you have this big thing. It's like this wide, it's like three tefachim wide. It doesn't help me because that's the roll. It has to be let out one tefach open. Okay. So that's the first night, that's the second night, and that's the difference between the first night, second night, and the rest of Yontif. So let's talk about other items. Now, I made a chart. If somebody wants to run into the office for me a second, it should be sitting now in the printer. So Yeshiva sent out to the alumni, which you guys aren't alumni yet, this very nice card. So it was a piece for Rabbanan about the Shpizin. They wanted me to put a halachic. I couldn't have anything halachic about the Shpizin. But I made a chart on the halachas when you have to sit in the sukkah and not a few minute gashkanas. Okay. So that chart, is you're going to get the not so fancy version of it.
So he doesn't get one. So when he's an alumni,
he's going to get it. When he's alumni, he'll send us something else next year. Okay.
Next year.
So the notary here says, all psukim filed with Shabura, consult your local rabbi for any final decisions. It also said copyrighted by Ellie Rangel, but they didn't put that in. Okay. How should I react to that?
Rabbi, when every day you have to make a lay shave, right? Every
no, so theoretically like this. Let's say some of the rabbis, you know, they have the really large sukkahs and they dab it in the sukkah. So they go on the first night, Eretz Israel, so it's not raining. They go on the first night and they make a lay shave for the meal. They sleep in the sukkah, they dive in the sukkah, they go to the bathroom, whatever it is, and they stay in the sukkah for 7 days. They make one lay shave, the whole sukkah. That's it.
But us.
But anytime you leave the sukkah for a real kaviyas of time, so you go to davening, so you come back, you need a new lay shave. Let's say I come back, it's a nice day, I have a place to sleep in the sukkah, I have my make a lay shave in my suda by day. And then I stay there in the afternoon, I learn a little bit, and I sleep a little bit, and then, you know, and then I wake up and later on in the afternoon and I have a snack. No lay shave, it's all one yeshiva.
But let's say, like, I went after shachas, I came back and made a lay shave.
Right.
And then, let's say, I don't go back in the sukkah until, like, after mincha.
Right, so then you need a lay shave.
What's considered a kfiyas, being out of sukkah at time?
Why?
What's considered a time for kfiyas that you have to make a new bracha?
How much is the time? That's hard to know. What number you put on it?
Depends what you're doing, I guess.
No, I'm saying in most situations. The real situation is, let's say I'm in the sukkah and I go in the house to serve. From the house to use the bathroom, and I go now. Meanwhile, you know, a friend comes in, he stops in, I greet him, and I give him a hug and a kiss, and I ask him, how you doing? He says, wonderful. Da, 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 da. All of a sudden, I realize it's now 15 minutes later, I'm going back into the sukkah.
Got confused with
the office. Oh, okay. Thank you. Just give it up. Okay. So it's totally in Hetzchadas. You know, but basically your intent to leave the sukkah was to go back right away. You just,
you know, 15 minutes later, or no?
Yeah, that's not a hapsik.
What happens if someone leaves the sukkah with bikavana? Like says he's going to go out and he's now planning to go, or he's planning to stay in the house to take an afternoon nap, whatever it is like that. So he's like, if he takes a step out,
yeah,
and then just turns around and says, oh wait, no, I'm actually going to spend another hour.
Yeah.
Why can't you just make the relationship with the kavanah that I'm going to leave and come whenever I want, and then can't we just do that?
You could do that, but they're saying that Shinim Malkum is considered a hefsek. That's I'm saying that with trepidation. We'll see. Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, so let's just let's go through the chart over here. Let's assume the chart that
you know. Do you see Tabea or more than Tabea more?
Tabea
more.
Oh.
Okay. So first night. So I'm going on the left. You have the food items. You have the amount. And when we have a question whether the sukkah is required or not. So bread, the kazayas. So the halacha is only required on the first night. Whether you make the bracha leishev, it's a machlokes, but because the same bracha, preferred option to eat more than a kebeya, you will get involved in any shilas. So this is an Arachaim and Simon Tof Reish Lamates, Sif Gimel, Mishabursa Katan, Chav Beis. Right? Okay. Bread more than a kebeya is definitely chayv in a sukkah, you make a leishev a sukkah, and that's clear in the halacha. It's really like mazonis, possible bakistan, so I'm pointing out that this doesn't apply to rice. So eating more than a kebeya, the sukkah is required. You make a lay shave. Preferred option is either eat as a kviya suda or sit in the sukkah for a while, like you pointed out. Now other mazonos. So that's so far we've covered all of that. So which means not bread like mazonos. A person eating a pasta, oatmeal. He's having a bowl of oatmeal. He's having noodles. Those type of things which are not pasta v'kisnin. They're cooked. They're not baked. Even if they're baked, they're not baked in a way which they have tzarisa. They don't have tzaris pas. Like you make a lakshan kugel, it's baked. You know, your shalmi kugel, those type of things are not possible with a kistin. So the amount of more than a kebeya, the minig is to, yes, eat in the sukkah, you do not make a bracha of lay shave. Okay? Now, let's say, however, other mazonis, you eat a kebeya suda, which means an actual meal. The person really makes a meal out of it, so then you do make a lay shave. Okay? Meat, fish, cheese, so as a meal. So, in other words, you're making a meal out of it. A person is going to work, and he says, it's sukkah, so I make this nice big meal for myself, rice cakes and bread, and meat, and salad. It's a whole gots of meal. But there's no pass at all involved in it. So, are you chayv in the sukkah? The answer is no, but it is appropriate to use the sukkah, and you would not make a lay shave. So, in other words, it brings a shita, which is, so a person in that situation where they're going to work, since they don't really have another eitz and they need to eat something, so they can rely on the shita that's not chayv in the sukkah. However, if that's not true, a person should try and avoid that. A person's traveling, make sure that it's not chayv in the sukkah. Because just like in your house, sometimes when you're traveling somewhere, you don't take your house with you. You just leave your house and you eat somewhere while you're on the way. So sukkah also, I'm not mechuyev to stay in my sukkah the whole time. I live in the sukkah the way I live in my house, which means sometimes I have to leave my house and leave my sukkah. That being said, so Rosh discusses that if a person has a valid need to travel, he's valid need to travel, but the cholamoid trips become iffy.
My family brings along a sukkah for
Chol Vayikras. What?
My family brings along a sukkah.
During the year, you're bringing along a house when you make a trip. Also, based on time, also Chol Vayikras, you bring along a house, right? But to go the Chachila, I'm asked to leave the sukkah just for the purpose of leaving. So is that appropriate or not? So that's a different shear. But meat, fish, and cheese without a kviya suda, there's no need for a sukkah. It just says monas machmer is considered praiseworthy. Fruits, any amount of fruit, monas machmer is considered praiseworthy. I'm skipping wine for a second. Water and soft drinks towards the bottom over there. So any amount, one is machmir, considered praiseworthy. Now, there's interesting shahat siyun. The law is that a person is allowed to take a drink of water outside of the sukkah. And a person's sitting in base medrash learning in the afternoon, and he's quite thirsty. So you have a simchas yomtiv issue. So I only drink water in the sukkah. Probably better idea is to take a drink in order to be able to enjoy your learning and focus on your learning, rather than being machmir on this chumrah of only drinking water in a sukkah. The one exception is during the meal. So a person washed, he's in the sukkah, he goes in the house to get some food, and he's thirsty, he says, I'll take a drink inside the house. Shartzin has inside, you can't do that. He says, the point is, the same way that during the year, I come home to eat my meals. I use my house to eat my meals. If I want to necessarily be machmir to run home to take a drink of water, so Keshet Kedura allows me to take my drink of water wherever I am, not in the sukkah. But during the middle of a meal, I go home to have a meal, and part of my meal is I have my food and I have my drinks. So Ms. Sharatina over there says that during the meal, the drinking really should be in the sukkah also. So during the meal, a person should not be taking a drink inside the house. He should, you know, if he's washed and he's eating a meal which is chayim in a sukkah, he should really only be drinking in the sukkah. You do not make a bracha leishev on that, obviously. Now, wine and other drinks that people congregate over. That was the word I came up with. Okay. So the lashon over there is that they make a kviyas suit out of it. So sometimes people get together for a cup of wine. People get together, they'll go to the coffee shop over a cup of coffee. They're not really having anything else to eat. They'll get together over a cup of coffee. So they will make a family get together over that. Very rarely people say, let's get together for a cup of orange soda. Right, that's not really such an interesting thing for people to do. But a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, right? A cup of hot cocoa, maybe a fancy cup of hot cocoa, right? Something like that. They would, but, you know, let's get together over something, right? That type of thing. So maybe that's considered a kviyas. That's a kviyas de gazach already. So that's chayv and a sukkah. So that's a machloikas. Therefore, you do not make you make a leishem in that. And the preferred option is to have it during the meal in order to be able to say the bracha on the meal and not get involved in the shayla. Now, what about havdalah? So, Matzi Yomtiv and Matzi Shabbos, you're making Havdalah. Do you require, is Havdalah required, does Havdalah require a sukkah? So the answer is no. Because even though you're drinking wine, you're not drinking it in any amount of, in a form of a kviyas, of getting together. You're not drinking it in a form of making a large amount out of it, or whatever it is. It's not a kviyas at all. So, just like people make Havdalah in shul, they don't go home to make Havdalah, they make Havdalah in shul, so you can make Havdalah in shul on sukkahs without a problem. And therefore, even if a person does make Havdalah in the sukkah, you definitely do not make a bracha. Now, I do want to point out that there's some people who suggest that a person should have a piece of cake there with them and make a lay shave on the cake. Right? Then they, okay.
You do that after the...
One second. Okay. So somebody told me that, you know, his Rav tells him what you should do. It says that the person should make Brei Pekofen. Let's say it's Motzi Yomtiv, so there's no... That's Brei Pekofen. Then the Bracha of Hamavdil. Then Lei Shev, and he drinks the Yayin. And then he eats the cake. I said, I think that's a Hefsek issue. Because the Yayin is not really Chayiv in Lei Shev.
You're only tiny to be
so. The mezonos is chayav and leishev. So when is the proper time? You made a brei pekofen. You didn't drink yet. You shouldn't be saying a bracha of leishev. You know, I wouldn't say bracha of altinas lulav in between my brei pekofen and drinking because it's a hapsik.
No, but if you're planning to sit, it's already. Why is the leishev not chal then? Just the fact that I'm here.
But I'm not chayav. But this you don't make. But this is not this. This drink is not my chayav leishev.
So I don't mind to sit.
Well, we don't make a bracha just on sitting, unless we make a bracha on the achila
and cake.
Good. So when our kvi, the way we do it is when you make the bracha on what you're eating, then you make the leishev. I don't walk into the meal, say breakfast, leishev and sukkah, and then I'll eat the mezonos 2 minutes from now. So all of a sudden, havdalah, yes, do that. When you even sit, it's not a hefsek. I'm not mistaber to me. I think that's wrong. Of course, his rav thinks he's right. So I didn't discuss it with the rav. Why he thinks so. I find that when you ask people these type of questions, they think that you're attacking them, so it doesn't go over well usually. I'm curious why he said that, you know, as opposed to like I'm disagreeing with you, which I, you know, if I'm not coming, you know, maybe you're right. Tell me, explain to me your nimuk, you know, but you know, people get defensive. I don't like that. I think the best thing is b'davka not eating mizonos to make sure there's not a kaviyah, so you have no shaila about making the bracha, and you don't make a bracha. So you have no shaila about not having a bracha, and about it didn't make a bracha, and about it did what you're supposed to do. Best thing to do, right? That's, I think, the best thing to do is, like, instead of saying, maybe a chayv bracha, let's make a bracha, maybe.
Suffolk brothers.
Right, I think I prefer to make it v'ari not a chayv, that would make more sense to me. Okay.
What if you have wine out so that other people will also be drinking after you have
a double? So if you make it, you make a big kviyas out of it. So that's, we say that you don't make a bracha on that. It's a machloikas, and therefore you should do it. You should have a meal in order to be able to say a bracha. Now, on touching on this issue of the order of one other point of on kiddush, we make kiddush. So when do you make the leishay by kiddush? And is there a lacha of Orvelas Yosin on the lay shave? So the Rosh says the mitzvah, like we said before, the mitzvah is not to sit in the sukkah, the mitzvah is to be in the sukkah. So we know that we make brachas Orvelas Yosin. That's the best time to make the bracha Orvelas Yosin. So the only time you make bracha Orvelas Yosin would be before you walk into the sukkah. Right? Like before you put on your tefillin, you make a bracha on the tefillin. Before you walk into the sukkah, so you walk in, you're mekayim mitzvah according to the Rosh. But that's the Yemeshini Mokim issue. So he says that there's we do it as Arvelas Yosin for everyone's going to be, you know, whatever's going to be up ahead.
So maybe it's be
the Rambam says that no. The Rambam's sishita is that leishev, when the Chazal said leishev, they meant sitting. So therefore, you should not sit down until you make the bracha leishev. You say kiddush standing, make a bracha leishev, and you'll sit down. So it's Arvelas Yosin, and then you'll be kaim like that. So this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Mechaber brings like the Rambam, and the Rosh says that you're Mekadosh B'Yeshiva, like we always do with a person Mekadosh B'Yeshiva, because it's better to do a Kriyas Kiddush doing it. If you're much other people, you do a B'Yeshiva. It's better to do a B'Yeshiva.
The Rosh understands that
Chiv of
Teshuva is not a
Kriyas. The Rosh says Chiv of Teshuva means to be Kaveya there. The Rambam says it means to sit. So the Rambam, until you sit, you didn't do the mitzvah yet. So when you make a bracha standing, you're Arvelas Yosin.
The kriyas would be as soon as I walk in. That's
I understand, but we have. Well, if I'm coming to spend an hour there, the kriyas is immediate.
Can you sit, stand, sit to be Arvelas Yosin or no?
Well, it wouldn't be Arvelas Yosin in your first yeshiva, right?
That's a problem. You'd be.
A problem, you know. It's best not to do the mitzvah yet. On the other hand, you know, you have the idea that, you know, they have this kiddush in the shul and the sukkah, and everybody stands there. According to Rambam, that's really not geschmack. You really didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to sit.
If the leishiv is on the food, then can't you sit down, say the bracha, then stand up and sit down again?
The leishiv is on the food. Leishiv is on the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. We have a kaviyah, because our kaviyah. To say a dafka on achila, but the mitzvah, the bracha is not just on the achila; the bracha is on the mitzvah. Yeah. So Diane Weiss has an interesting question. Let's say you're sharing a sukkah, two different families, and they have different menhagim. So the one's following the Rosh, one's following the Rambam. So he says you have an issur lo hisgadu, he holds. Because Lashes Gadudu means you can't do multiple different shitas, which each one holds the other one is wrong. You know, menhagim, I daven this, you daven that. That's not a problem. Lashes Gadudu, because each one holds the other one is biyotze. According to the Rosh, right? According to the Rambam, sitting, you know, the Rambam standing there is saying, "So what are you doing sitting? You can't let us sit yet." You know, right? And the Rosh says, you know, according to the Rambam, you're standing there. The halacha is supposed to say kiddush b'kviyas, because much of the people are supposed to say b'yeshiva. So everybody's yelling at the other person. So that's what Loisa's got to do. So the Sukkot is the only problem. You do it in one makom. Well, one sukkah is one makom. So he has a shuvi hold. You can't do that. You shouldn't have multiple different menhagim sharing the same sukkah at the same time. If they're doing it different times, you know, I have meal, you have your meal later on. So that's not a problem. Okay. By day, by Kiddush Meshachar is, do you say the leishiv on the yayin? So by Laila, so we say it's part of the Kiddush, Nusach HaKiddush, even though I haven't eaten bread yet, and so we hadn't even bread yet. It's not a chiyuv leishiv. There's only just a yayin. It's not a chiyuv yet. So. So the first night, for sure, we make the leishiv because of the shechiyanu. So the second night, even though we switched it around, the minhag became that you make the leishiv b'shas the kiddush. By day, it's a machlokes. Do you make the leishiv b'shas? You say the b'pirei gofen, or do we argue again that really there's no din on b'pirei gofen of leishiv? The leishiv is when you eat the mezonos or eat the or you wash. This is the Mishmur brings the Abed Kamar Abed. What do you do? Either way, there's a good argument that you're okay. The argument to say it on the Brei Pri Gofen is because since the Brei Pri Gofen is Kiddush is considered as Cholos Hasuda. We got many different in him. So you can say it on the Kiddush, or the argument not in the Kiddush is because it's just Yayin. And Yayin alone is not really Chayiv in the Suda, in Leishev yet until you wash. So, whatever your minig is, you have somebody to be semicha. Okay. You can get to the local zone and start.